This is Shaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, everybody. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Holla. I'm Craig Shaman along with Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. All right, 1 hour to go. Let's go. We got some football to talk about. 12 games last night. Two more tonight. Two more tomorrow. And that'll complete the first full weekend of preseason football, National Football League style. Pete Shepherd, you were out and about yesterday. Everybody at Buffalo Wild Wing.
Yep, down at the Forum in Fort Myers. Outstanding 9390 Dynasty Drive. I want to thank General Manager Jonathan, our server Elijah, big guy, number 82.
All right.
And the Buffalo Wild Wings and all the great fans that came there. Lots
aren't
of
they
great...
all number 82?
Are they?
Why's that? What did I miss?
I think Buffalo Wild Wings started in
1982.
In 82. Oh, maybe. That would make sense, right?
Yeah, it
would.
Well, he's a big guy number 82.
Chris, you're going next Thursday, so you can tell us if that's.
Yeah, I'll let everybody know. I'll report on the number 82.
I'll confirm when I do it in 2 weeks.
Place was packed. There'll be some pictures up on the webpage coming up, and hopefully by tomorrow they're up there. So it really was. Met a lot of great, lot of kids there with their parents, going back to school the next day. Heard a lot of really interesting stories and. A lot of great football. I've heard from Florida State fans, Miami fans, Florida fans.
You go boneless?
No.
I'm the one that does that. You guys chastise me for it.
And it was tough because on Thursday nights they were at 70-cent boneless.
Wow.
So you could have a crab on the field.
Coors Light. Yeah,
so I had I love the lemon pepper dry rub, so I had that on the.
You talk about me being a creature of habit. You're a creature. You get that every time you go to a wing place.
No, not every time, but I like it there. I like that rub there.
All right.
Plus, you know, I'm meeting people. I want stuff all over my hands. And
oh, yes. Disgusting.
Being polite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the shaking hands, great way to spread germs.
Yeah.
Especially now that kids are back in school, you're going to be spreading even faster. So expect to get those sniffles.
That's a good point. No, but I mean, if you're sitting there eating barbecue ribs or you got stuff all over your fingers and then you're shaking hands with people, when you might want to do the fist pump. I'm a big fan of the
fist bump.
Bump, I'm sorry, yeah.
Fist pump is what Tiger does when he makes an eagle.
Well, he didn't make any of those today, but he did look good.
He's made three birdies, though.
So we're on a rain delay when he was red hot. I don't know what he's doing to keep the back loose. They're still not playing out there. He's through seven.
I say it's moving fast. That is a big little sell that it's over, but it looks blue behind it.
That's good. All right. Mm-hmm. Also, this morning, again, I was on the Worldwide Leader on the network from 4 to 6 doing first and last. And can you tell? I've been up since 2 o'clock.
Awesome.
How's my energy? How am I doing?
I woke up at 4:15 to go pee and turned you on right after that for a few minutes, and you were outstanding.
Just I had to wake up at 4:15 would have been enough.
Yeah, but that's the reason why.
I don't like Pete thinking about me in the bathroom.
Oh, nope. No, just real quick, in and out, and I had you on. And I think I fell asleep to you for about 10 minutes. And
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going through very energetic, high energy, good stuff.
Yeah.
You got to bring the energy at 4 a.m.
Oh, you have to.
People need to get up. They got to get
going.
That's
right. You can't just be, chill.
I know. I was on the way to the gym and heard you.
What gym?
No, I heard her sales rep say that to you, and I just thought I'd take it and throw it out there that
Rick
I went
Cecil
to the gym.
Rick Cecil works out every morning, man. Guy's a rock.
He is.
And that's after hanging out with you all night at Buffalo Wild Wing.
A couple hours. Yep. He's got a bright yellow shirt on today.
Oh, yeah. You can see him coming from 6 miles away.
The canary. I mean, that thing is yellow. I mean, there's yellow, and then there's
well, it's like yellow that's turned up to 11.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like old Crayola crayon, real yellow. Not neon yellow like Oregon and, Butler, Baylor wear, those hideous highlight marker yellows.
The one that the jerseys they plug in?
Yeah. This is like a real, true yellow.
Exactly. We got Stony Brook Golf Club text line 239. Yes, they are all number 82 over there.
Yeah.
Very 910 wants some Def Leppard. We're not doing that anymore.
Sorry, got axed by management.
Your management?
My management said stop playing music. So, okay.
Well, we got the, if you want, we got the, the ESPN today ranked the Power Five conferences' strongest to weakest divisions, in their opinion. Of course, this is all subjective. And they did it. Here's how the formula.
Do they have 12 divisions?
We're breaking it down to divisions.
Yes. No, there's nine here.
I was going to say the Big 12 doesn't have divisions.
No, it's nine. It's ranking the Power Five division strongest to weakest.
All right.
Yes, okay. It does have. So here, so
right, the Big 12 is one.
It'll make more sense as we
everything else has a division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and it is in there.
All right.
So the Big 12 is not in the top five.
Yeah. With the help of ESPN's Power Football Index, and don't look. Don't look.
I'm not. This is all fresh.
And you out there? Yeah. You. Don't get off your computer. No. You. I see you.
Are you going to make us guess?
Yeah. Yeah. So with the help of ESPN's Football Power Index, which measures each team's strength, it helps predict its performance. They've ranked the best divisions of college football for the 2018 season. So again, Power Index. I told you. Right. It measures each team's strengths.
Okay,
and
okay can I get
so
can
here
I,
we go. Number one.
No, let's start at the bottom and work our way up.
All right, okay.
And I'm putting the Pac-12 right in the bottom.
Well, hold on. You got to pick Pac-12 North or Pac-12 South.
Take your pick.
Well, the North is better than the South, just giving you a heads up.
So,
but you're wrong on this one.
I'm going to Pac-12 South. Is
nope.
Rock bottom.
It's one of two. It's one of two. It's the Big Ten West or... It's the, and I don't know the ACC conferences still. It's
Postal the
okay, but which one is Clemson and Florida State in? Because it's
one.
The other one. Yeah. It's the one with Miami.
Miami's in the Coastal.
Okay, so then it would be either the
champions from
the
ACC Coastal.
Big Ten West or the ACC Coastal is where I'm going.
Okay, which is the worst, Pete?
Ranking number nine is the Pac-12 South.
Yep.
Boom!
How about that?
Drop the mic. I'm going home. My weekend's starting early.
Which features Arizona State, Arizona. And again, you got Herm Edwards out there. You got Coach Sumlin out there, fired from A&M. Colorado, UCLA.
They got some big-name coaches.
UCLA, USC, and Utah. So it says, talk about uncertainty in division. There is a whole mess of it in the Pac-12 South, with USC as the lone team of the division in the preseason power rankings. Yeah, right. Into Arizona State, and UCLA, all dealing with new head coaches, Chip Kelly, and you can see why the division comes. But I do think that has the potential to move up.
By the way, I'm interested to see how Chip Kelly gets along with Spates from Michigan. I mean, he transferred to UCLA. Is there a worse quarterback coach mesh?
I don't think he's a starter, though.
Is he not?
I know he's not his style of quarterback.
I know he transferred there, but yeah. I can't understand why he would transfer there.
By the way,
there's a graduate transfer. I get it.
Change of scenery.
Pretty short list. If you said you played football for both Michigan and UCLA, that's pretty cool. Not too many people.
Playing in the big house in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Because Michigan ain't getting in the big house anytime soon.
Right, that's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, so number nine is the Big 12.
Number eight, I'm going to go with Chris's Big Ten.
West.
You didn't look at this, right?
No, I didn't look at this.
We just know college football. We're spot on.
On this.
This is our deal.
Correct.
Okay.
Big Ten West with powers like Illinois, Iowa, which is always good for a 30-point win against Ohio State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, Purdue.
Average FPI 6.3. No secret that the two divisions in the Big Ten are lopsided.
Yep.
No doubt about it. But... is interesting. Iowa's always good for a couple upsets. Nebraska's going to be the surprise, one of the surprise teams of the country with Scott Frost. Going to be very interesting. Purdue is a lot better than people think.
Yeah,
they are. Wisconsin.
Brom will turn that program around. It will happen.
Not on my watch.
Not on your watch.
It's already started.
Yeah.
It's already started.
All right, so next to be the, let's go the ACC, the one with the Canes.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Correct.
Yeah,
ACC
we're three
Coastal,
for three.
Miami, Georgia Tech, Duke, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Virginia, Vatech. Hurricanes have shown progression, as we all know, 10-2. Vatech has taken up, but that could change. Virginia Tech beats Florida State opening day, and all of a sudden that changes.
Okay. I'm going to go with a little sleeper pick here for my next one.
I'm with you.
I'm going to say the SEC East.
Oh, okay.
They're not as good, especially using this football power index, I think, than the Pac-12 North.
I was thinking of slipping in the Big 12 at this point somewhere as a whole. Because they don't have divisions. All right, this is where we part ways.
Yep.
What do you got, Pete Shepard?
Number six is the SEC East.
Uh-huh. Nice call.
Look at that.
Refresh the listeners' memories. That's Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. And I will tell you, I believe they will be wrong. Because I think Florida will be, despite they have any players left to play
quarterbacks
and don't have to bail anybody out, I think Florida has the potential to be very good. I do. I think Kentucky is going to be the most underrated team in the SEC all year. South Carolina is going to be a problem for anybody who plays them. Georgia is Georgia. Tennessee is in trouble. And Vanderbilt,
You could have put it real simply. Georgia is Georgia. Tennessee is Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, everybody would have known what you were saying.
All right, six. And so we get.
Now we're up to the top five, right?
Top five.
So we've got to be either Big 12 in general or Pac 12 North.
Hold on. We got Pac 12 North. We got the other ACC. No, I'm going to go the other ACC division. Oh. I'm going to go the Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, that side of the ACC.
Okay.
Craig,
what say you? I'm deciding between Big 12 and Pac 12 North. I'm going to go Pac 12 North here.
Okay, just looking at divisions you wrote down, I want to make sure you're a man of God. You're not cheating.
No, I'm writing them down as we go along.
Oh, okay. So Chris went with the ACC.
The other ACC.
Atlantic, and you're going with the Big 12 as a conference.
Yes. Oh, no. I'm going Pac 12 North in this one.
Oh, Pac 12 North.
Yeah.
Okay, you are wrong.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
You are wrong. Both wrong. So number five is the Big 12.
Big 12. Okay. All right.
That was between the two.
Yeah, that's a coin flip.
Kansas.
I think the Pac 12 North is better than you're giving it credit for, Craig.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Why? Washington, that's it.
No, Washington. Stanford is good. Oregon is going to turn it around. Washington State is sneaky.
Okay.
I don't think you're giving them enough credit.
All right, number four. Who do you have?
Well, now we're down. At this point, now you got to put the Pac-12 North.
See, I'll still go the other side of the ACC.
Really?
I'm not thrilled with that side of the ACC. I think Louisville's in for a down year. I think Florida State, it's going to take a year for Taggart to fully turn around. So I got the,
I'm going to stick to my guns. Pac-12 North.
Well, one of us will be right.
You're going ACC Atlantic.
Number four is Pac-12 North.
Oh, booyah! Man.
Cal, Oregon, Oregon State, Stanford, Washington, Washington State.
All right, now we're cooking with gas.
All right, then the next one's the ACC.
So we have three spots left. We're either Big Ten East, SEC West, or ACC Atlantic.
It's ACC Atlantic.
It's got to be ACC Atlantic.
Correct.
Yeah,
Boston
of course
College, Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, NC State, Syracuse, Wake Forest. Again, Florida State, BC has a Heisman Trophy candidate and a running back. Louisville, if they get a quarterback, I still think NC State did a lot of good things last year. They can build on. They could surprise some people this year as well.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's fair to put them there.
Okay. Yeah, I saw five through three a little different, but they were my five through three still.
Yeah.
Number two,
I'm going to go, and the reason I go Big Ten East is because the bottom of the division. You throw in Maryland and Rutgers, those two teams are terrible. I don't think the SEC West has anything that's terrible like the Big Ten East.
Well, young man, that Maryland went into Texas last year, put a 50 on him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then they lost both of their quarterbacks in that game. I believe both torn ACLs, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to agree with Chris and go Big Ten East on this because I can't put them ahead of the SEC West.
But they are both the two best divisions in college football.
Sure, but until...
And I'd say at the top, the Big Ten East is better. I just think top to bottom...
True.
The SEC West.
You are correct. Big Ten East is second. Indiana, Maryland, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State.
That's right.
Rutgers,
Indiana. They're bringing everything down as well.
Down?
No. Yeah. Indiana's the
anchor. Second best division in all of college football of Indiana.
You know what Indiana is? Indiana's not the anchor. They're the chain that's holding the anchor to the boat. I mean, Maryland and Rutgers, they're the anchors of that division. But Indiana's right there.
Rutgers is the anchor. Yeah. Maryland at least can beat somebody.
Yeah, Texas. Ooh.
Still, put 50 on them.
So the SEC West.
SEC West. And top to bottom, it is loaded.
Yep, Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas, and there is no doubt that that is the best division. And the SEC West.
Top to bottom, I think you take the top four.
What bet? Where's there an easy
Big
game?
Big Ten
there?
East.
Tell me where there's an easy game in that division.
It's Arkansas. I mean, that's the easy game.
One. And even that, even last year, they gave Mississippi State all they can handle.
Ole Miss puts up points. Mississippi State, Pete, I'm right there with you. I think they're the most underrated team in college football going into the season.
I totally agree.
We know about the state of Alabama. We know about LSU.
Jimbo with Texas A&M.
Yeah, we know about Texas A&M. Yeah. They've got talent there. It is loaded.
Gauntlet. It is tough.
Mm-hmm.
College football, as long as we're talking about it, we are 15 days away from Wyoming and New Mexico State. 15 days, boys and girls. 20 days from Central Florida and UConn. 22 days from Michigan and Notre Dame. 23 days from Miami and LSU, and 24 days away from Virginia Tech and Florida State on that Monday night.
And then you look at that SEC West and the crossover opponents that teams have every year, and you've got a feel for Auburn a little bit. The fact that they have to go through that SEC West, and every single year they've got to play the oldest rivalry in the South. They have to play Georgia.
But you know
really
what, though?
Feel for Auburn.
No. I know. It's not a balanced schedule.
But Jarrett Stidham coming back is big. I mean, that you know, you got to expect. Should he be a Heisman finalist this year?
He's got the schedule. Absolutely, yeah. He's got the schedule.
I can see it happening.
I think he should be, but it all depends on he could have a huge game against Alabama and lock it up. I think.
Good.
If he has reasonable games against everybody else.
Listen to Auburn's schedule this year. I mean, so I don't want to hear people texting in about the SEC taking that week before rivalry week off.
Right.
It's Washington. Mm-hmm. You got Alabama State as your tune-up. Then it's LSU, Arkansas, Southern Miss, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, A&M, Georgia. Then it's the Liberty game. Then it's Bama. I mean, that is a gauntlet. A gauntlet.
Yeah, it is.
That Liberty game's going to be a tough one.
Yep. Always is. It always is. I was really excited last year for college football, but it really kind of got deflated after the first week. A tiny bit. And when you saw how bad Florida was, and we saw how what happened with Florida State and Francois going down a little bit. I mean, the Hurricanes for me was a great surprise that they did what they did, even though they faded the last three games. But this year, I am fascinated by the SEC, particularly. I think there's a lot of good teams. I don't think there's going to be very few cream puff games.
I was making the point this morning. I think it feels like that the gap from the Super Bowl to the start of the season this year, it seemed like it took a really long time. And I think it was because we were always getting hit and hammered with, like, NFL rule changes and anthem talk and all that. I'm so ready for college football and the NFL. It just seemed like it took longer to get to this point where we're at, where it's right around the
refresh
corner.
Refresh, Ryan, there's never been a two-loss team to make it to the college football playoff, right? There hasn't been a two-loss team. I think there could be this year.
No.
I think it's possible there could be one this year.
Well, no, because Ohio State would have been the first two-loss team last year, right? And that was the argument.
But the BCS, I can't remember.
Yes, the BCS. Florida State, right?
They had two-loss teams.
LSU, I believe.
LSU, that's right.
I believe it was Nick Saban's first national championship. Yeah, that was the two-loss LSU team. Okay. Yeah. And because the conversation going back to last year with the Ohio State-Alabama, there was going to be a first. Was it going to be the first time a non-conference champion got in, Alabama, or was it going to be the first time that a two-loss conference champion got in, Ohio State? So there were something new was going to happen with the college football playoff last year.
Yeah. You're Alabama. I mean, you're playing Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Mississippi, and A&M. Man.
No, Alabama, three of the last 4 weeks. Here's their final 4 weeks. At LSU, home against Mississippi State. The Citadel.
Don't
sleep on that one. Yeah. And then Auburn. I mean, that's 3 out of 4 weeks. Where that's a stretch.
Yeah, depending on LSU, that's why that first game against the Hurricanes is so big for them. But even if they lose that game and they're consistent.
The Alabama-LSU game, I think it's the closest thing in the college game to, like, Steelers-Ravens.
Where's that game this year?
In the pro game. It's at LSU. So that's a night game in Death Valley. That's a tough environment.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Woo! That's going to be awesome.
How far is that into the season when they play?
That's November 3, so that's well into the season. Yeah.
That's on my bucket list, night game at LSU.
Me too. I agree.
Although I might not be safe.
No, just wear purple and gold.
Oh, okay.
We'll love you. I mean, it's not gold, it's yellow, but don't tell LSU fans that.
I heard there's a little bit of alcohol consumed in that deal.
A little bit? I'll give it up to LSU. There's not a fan base that can throw back more than the LSU Tigers. I'll tell you that right now.
I think the whole state of Louisiana.
They don't pound beers. They're pounding hard liquor at 11 a.m. for an 8 o'clock night game. Well, I guess it's a 7 o'clock night game there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're going hard early in the day.
I think that is one of the most spectacular environments in all of sports is LSU at night, on Saturday night. It is nothing like it. Yeah. And I don't care who they're playing.
I think college football in the whole gives us atmospheres that it's not matched. You know, maybe the Super Bowl is a bigger event, But the atmosphere at a Super Bowl is nothing compared
to
but nothing compared to a big time college football game. The
especially a rivalry game like that.
And
I clearly agree with
you. I say this in a good way. The rabidness of the fans, like it's.
It's a corporate crowd at a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
there's no
and even the college football championship. It's a lot more corporate. I mean, it's actually you got more kids and everything. There's more students, but it's still more a lot of corporation. It's still a lot of corporate. These games are the best. That's why I hate these neutral site games early in the season.
I do too. Can't stand it. That's why I do too.
Yeah, I think you guys are asking for too much. At least we're getting the games now.
No, you're right, but.
So just go back 5 years and look at week one. It was
money,
so bad.
Money, but the atmosphere, you're losing the flavor.
You do lose something,
the atmosphere of the state, the home team stadium.
Speaking of football, a week from tonight, we're going to start carrying high school football, right?
That's right.
That's correct, yeah. Next
Baptist and Estero.
Yes.
Yep. And it'll be every Friday night. There will be a few Friday nights where it'll be on our sister station, 770 WJBX, but you'll always be able to listen online. I believe that's only going to be 2 weeks as well.
Okay.
It's a great schedule.
Very good.
Great schedule, which will be posted on our webpage next week.
Yeah. We got a couple of atmospheres checking in that disagree. The 239 says, I beg to differ, Ohio State throws more down than anybody.
This is going to go back to our conversation last hour. You're too polite in the Midwest to really throw it down. You're too polite. You got that Cajun atmosphere in LSU where they spell go, G-E-A-U-X.
Well, I think in Ohio State Michigan game, they throw it back pretty good.
Night game at Auburn, pretty great.
But night
8-6-3. And you guys forget that the atmosphere at of the U versus Notre Dame. That was crazy.
Well, but that was the first time the U had an atmosphere since leaving the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
Since they've been at Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock, Landshark, whatever stadium name it is that year, it hasn't been an atmosphere.
But it does say something when you had everybody in the college game day crew say that pregame on campus that day was the best atmosphere they had the entire season. That says a lot from a lot of fickle University of Miami fans that, you know, only around when they're winning. That was a crazy day.
Did they do game day that day from the campus or from the stadium?
Yeah, they did it from the campus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's what made it so special. You couldn't do it. You wouldn't
Because they remember, they didn't open up the parking lot until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon for an 8 o'clock kick.
Yeah, you couldn't do that from Hard Rock. It would lose the moment.
You know what? It might have been later than 3 o'clock.
Really?
To be honest, if somebody went to that game and went to go tailgate, text in what time it opened up. Yeah, there are great atmospheres across college football. You'll go the best.
LSU, nighttime.
Night game, Tiger Stadium, good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the people at Penn State and Ohio State might disagree with you.
They can disagree all they want.
Well, I don't. I'm with you. LSU.
That's not saying, listen, I'm an Alabama fan. Bryant Denny has a great atmosphere. It's spectacular. It's just better in Baton Rouge.
Mm. All right. Coming up, I don't know what the atmosphere is going to be like in the black hole tonight. The mighty Detroit Lions are rolling into town. We got a couple of preseason games. I don't get NFL Network on my new cable system. I don't know.
I believe you can stream it for free.
Oh?
Yes. I believe the NFL Network is streaming. So Google it, I believe.
Do I need to sign up for 30 days or any of that nonsense?
I don't think so. I think there's ways around it if you dig deep.
I want a full report on the second half of that game as well on Monday.
Only if I get down there.
Stay up till 1 a.m. streaming a game on your phone, too.
Phone. That's West Coast. That's not going to start till 10. Yeah, you're right. And I've already been up since 2.
Oh,
There's no
way I'm hitting that deadline.
I can video. I'll sacrifice. I'll hold up my phone to the TV.
Like FaceTime it?
Have you watch it? Yeah, FaceTime it.
God, I had to do that. What did I do that for? I did it for a big UFC fight a couple years ago. I had a buddy actually say, hey, FaceTime me when the fight starts and just keep your camera up on your coffee table pointed at the...
Well, remember Young Sheeman over here?
That's how I watched the fight of the century.
Mayweather fight illegally on Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody did that on Facebook, and I found it, and that's how I watched the fight for free.
Have not been to this game, but Dopey brings up a good one.
Okay, what's he got?
Florida, Georgia. It's not on campus.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, that's a fun atmosphere to go to. It's different, though, I would
think. I thought about that. That is the lone exception I will grant you. Yes. That is because they've been doing it for decades that way.
Did that in the 90s, right?
Started that in the 90s? Before that. Before that, I thought. No, that was, I can remember that game. It was because it used to be called the World Greatest Cocktail Party. Then they stopped that. You couldn't say that anymore.
Right.
It was too offensive.
It's politically offensive or something. I don't know. Incorrect.
You guys know where the St. James River flows north?
Where?
Because Georgia sucks.
Knew that was coming. Knew that was coming.
Let's see. The 317 said somebody had the Super Bowl FaceTime to them while they were in Kuwait. And
wow.
I presume they were...
Thanks for your service.
Serving our country, yeah. So thank you for that. All right, coming up, we'll preview some of the NFL preseason games we still have left this weekend after a big start last night and bring you home here on a Friday. It's Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
This is Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN online at 99.3ESPN.com. Scheman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Had ourselves 12 preseason games last night, including the Buccaneers and the Dolphins. Hope you all watched and got to see our brand new 99.3 ESPN Scheman and Shepard TV commercial. That was pretty snazzy. I like that.
What?
Aired a couple of times in the second quarter. And it will air on NBC here in this market during Sunday Night Football throughout the season. So look for that. Tell your friends about it. Wake the neighbors. All that good stuff. So a couple more football games tonight. Got Falcons and Jets. By the way, have either of you two seen Todd Bowles in the last just recently?
Seen him physically?
Physically.
Like what's recently?
On TV. A
few days ago?
Have you seen him? He lost 60 pounds. He's unrecognizable. He's a stick.
You recognize him by that voice.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Now, look at Mike Tyson in there.
Yeah?
A little high pitch.
A little high talker.
A little high pitch.
Seinfeld episode, high talker. So he lost like 60 pounds, got his health together, wants his staff working out three times a week, and, you know, all the players always return in their best shape. He got himself into shape. Big ups.
It's a losing mentality.
What, losing weight is a losing mentality?
Working out three times a day.
Three times a week. Three times a day. That's crazy talk.
So focus on studying film.
So Falcons, Jets tonight.
Is Sam Darnold starting tonight? Is he actually starting? No. Or is he just playing? So Josh McCown will start.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything.
Whatever it is, he's going to play a lot. Darnold's going to play a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to go out there and kind of showcase Teddy Bridgewater to the world?
Well, it looks like there's more and more that he could be. I'll tell you, I'm hearing rumors about that may want him as a backup is the Dolphins.
Really?
Florio was talking about that this morning.
We got David Fales. Come on now.
Yeah, you got David Fales. We asked that question earlier today.
Florio brought it up this morning. I thought it was interesting.
Dolphins are all set at quarterback.
He agreed. He's like, I don't know why. He kept saying, I don't know why so many fans were down on Tannehill. I'm like, I don't really get that sense down here. I just want him to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's definitely a group of Dolphin fans that want number 17 out of town yesterday.
And want Bridgewater in to start. I know there's that.
Want anybody in to start. Anybody in to start.
You had anybody last year. Jay Cutler did not work.
I'm not the guy. Don't yell at me. I like Tannehill.
You mean Cutler.
Don't say no.
You said you didn't like Tannehill. You meant Cutler.
You meant Cutler.
I like Tannehill. Yeah, I didn't like Cutler.
Yeah,
I actually flipped off the TV last night when Very Cavallari was on.
Well, which TV was that on?
It was
because
you
had the game on.
Well, I sat outside for the first half.
When you flashed me the picture of your beer,
yeah,
that was inside.
That was inside, and then I moved outside.
So, Pete, you were setting up for your remote. So
I saw the picture.
Chris sent me the picture of him holding a Corona, and I had just got a BOGO on M&M's, and I was ready to party, man.
No, because I don't know if it went through. But I sent a text back. He said something about some obscure, absurd thing about the Dolphins and Super Bowl.
Said, road to the Super Bowl starts in 5 minutes. Let's go.
And I said, how did you get so drunk so quickly?
I didn't see that.
Well, that text didn't go through.
It didn't?
No, I don't think so.
I did not see it. I would have laughed. That was funny.
Ah, shoot.
Let me see it.
Is Julio Jones playing tonight? Because I can tell you one thing. He ain't scoring. Either way, whether he plays or not, he's not going
to
score.
It was, let's go, boys. Road to the Super Bowl starts now.
And you had a picture of the beer, and I sent it right back. I thought it must not have gone through because I said, how'd you get so drunk so quickly?
By the way, thoughts on the new unis?
I like them.
Good.
Step in the right direction.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Colors look good.
Right.
The stupid blue is out of the uniform.
It looked nice.
Just flip that tail down. Flip it down.
Flipper.
How about the Browns last night without the stripe? The empty
you
pumpkin.
You have to earn your stripes.
The empty pumpkin.
Well, I don't know.
That's some are calling it.
Everybody stand back as Lions and Raiders in the black hole tonight. John Gruden back as a coach for the first time. Derek Carr, still no Khalil Mack. Matt Stafford will probably be out there for about four plays and assert his dominance and take his rest for the night.
And give way.
Who is my backup quarterback? I'm going brain dead.
Is it still Orlovsky?
No, he's working for ESPN now. He's a TV analyst.
Hold on.
I'm going to feel stupid now. I'm going totally blank.
Should.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, Stafford's my guy. He's going to play all 16.
Matt Castle.
That's right, Matt Castle. And then Jake Ruddock.
Wow.
From?
Jake Ruddock is from Michigan, right?
Best quarterback to come out of that program in a while.
Oh, that was a total guess. Was it?
Yeah, it is Michigan.
Isn't he from Florida? I think he's from Florida originally. Not Florida Gators, but from the state.
Oh, like from the state of Florida. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Why I remember that, I don't know, but I think he's from Florida.
It's a nice little running back group, though, that you have.
We've got a little competition for running back. Go ahead.
Theo Riddick, Kerryon Johnson, who I'm
big on Johnson.
LeGarrette
Blount. Big fan of his.
You are or you're not?
That's
an Auburn guy.
That's a late-round sleeper in fantasy
leagues. Oh, okay.
Kerryon Johnson. He's going to be really good.
I thought you were going to hold on him because he's Auburn.
No. Amir Blount is a late-round sleeper.
Amir Abdullah, who can play in the league. And
he can stay healthy.
Dwayne Washington.
There you go. There's our four. Going to probably cut it to three.
You guys carry two fullbacks?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Nick Ballore and Nick Bowden. Well, one of us hurt.
Hey, Matt Patricia's about getting it done in the trenches. All right? We got a lot of linebackers and fullbacks on this team.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
You don't see a lot of fullbacks these days.
No, you don't. No, we're bringing it back. We don't have a tight end, but we have fullbacks.
We have Luke Wilson.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
He's fine.
239-337
ESPN. Out of that powerhouse, out of Rice.
Well, he was playing in Seattle for the last few years.
Yeah.
Because you'd get the Wilson-to-Wilson touchdowns.
From Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, eh?
Hey. Hey. Chris in the Cape, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd at 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
So this is more direct towards Pete.
Yes, sir.
All right, let him have it.
Because I know he's a Michigan hater.
Yeah.
I'm not a Michigan
hater. Yeah, let him have it, Chris. Let him have it.
No, I am not a Michigan hater.
So I just wanted to let you know, I'm putting you on blast that in 22 days,
yes,
when Michigan goes into South Bend and puts Notre Dame on blast and shows up the nation, and we're going to win the Big Ten this year, you're going to eat your words.
Yeah, you're going to eat your words.
Okay, look. My feeling about Michigan is very simple. I think they could lose four or five games. I also think they could lose one game.
I haven't heard this
before. I've never said they're going to get blown out or anything like that. I think you're going to be in Heartbreak City again this year, Chris. I think there's going to be a lot of Mondays. You're going to be calling me up and going, "Oh my God, how did we blow that lead?"
This is the year.
But Chris, no,
you tell him, Chris.
Chris, answer me one question. Be truthful, okay? If Notre Dame does win, I'm not saying they're going to, but if Notre Dame wins on opening day at home against Michigan, do you believe that Michigan will have to win out to make the college football playoff?
Well, yeah.
I'm asking Chris.
Yes, they'll have to, but we're not going to lose in South Bend, so there's no.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. I mean, the Big Ten is going to be Michigan's this year. Especially with this going up down south in the debacle.
Yeah, Chris in the game.
Now let me ask you another question and be truthful, okay? Urban Meyer, no Urban Meyer, I don't care who's coaching Ohio State. If you know this, Chris, right? You know what I'm about to say? That Michigan under Harbaugh could become the first coach ever to lose four straight games to Ohio State. Now, do you think he keeps his job if that happens?
Yeah, you act like Harbaugh has been so far away from beating these teams.
I'm not saying that they were annihilated or embarrassed. I'm saying no coach in the history of the Wolverine program, Chris, has lost four straight to Ohio State. It's never happened.
He'll still be the coach.
Okay. I'm not saying he won't be. I'm saying, but it's the blinders. Who's more blinders, Ohio State or Michigan fans?
Again, Pete, this is preseason. It's the first day of school. We're all getting A's this season.
Yeah.
We're all getting A pluses.
That's right. Chris and the Cape is spot on, by the way.
I'm bumping up to six games after that. 7-6.
Yeah, they're losing, to Indiana
now. No, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Week three, right?
If there's one game that they lose, I hope it's that one.
He's just so mean.
No, I thought, seriously, they're going to have a great defense. It all depends. Patterson is competent. I don't know. Harbaugh on that team I don't trust. I'm sorry. He's a very good coach, good recruit. I get all that. He's got all the tools. Now you can prove it to me. You got to prove it. Beat somebody good. The track record is not good for
you. Here's what's going to happen.
Beat somebody good.
He's going to fill the void when Urban Meyer's kicked out. You know, you got to have somebody in that same conversation as the best coaches of college football, Nick Saban, and he's going to move into that void. Urban's going to be gone.
It's Dabo.
We're going to be talking Nick Saban.
Dabo might have overtaken Urban right now, actually.
I'm not there yet.
Really?
I have respect for that opinion. I'm not there yet. I think Nick Saban is the deal.
I mean, he's gotten farther than
Jim Harbaugh.
Than Urban the last three seasons.
Yeah. Well.
Including beating Urban. Was that 31-0 in that semifinal 2 years ago?
We might be saying that about Kirby. Might be Kirby and everybody else.
He's got to beat Nick first. He's got Tua for the next two years, and then Tua's little brother.
Yeah.
Little Tua comes in.
But
it's like seven seasons of great quarterback play in Tuscaloosa.
What about my theory that both Harbaughs could be canned at the end of this year if things don't go well?
It's possible. I really don't think he's leaving Ann Arbor. The Baltimore Ravens, yes. I think if they don't do anything, he's gone.
Well, all I know is no coach has ever survived at Michigan when they've lost to Ohio State four times. That's all. I'm not saying he's going to lose to him this year. I'm saying if it happens, no coach has ever survived. Ever.
I don't hear any drum beats. I don't feel any hot seat in Ann Arbor. I think he could survive another year of this.
You're going to hear a hot seat. If Notre Dame wins that game, trust me, he's going to be on the hot seat. It's going to be every week because they're going to have to win. You know that. They're not going to get in with two losses. They have to have one loss minimum.
Here's why I say no to that is, okay, I hear you on no Michigan coach has lost four straight to Ohio State and lived to tell about it, so to say. Who are you going to go get?
Oh, please.
Urban.
No, who are you going to go get? Seriously.
I don't know. Cross that bridge we come to it. There's always people out there. Who are you going to get? I mean, you don't know. There's always a Willie Taggart type out there. There's always not a Chip Kelly. There's always you can promote a head coach from the NFL or an assistant coach from the NFL could come in like he did. It's just, I'm not worried about that. If you're a Michigan fan, you are going to be on pins and needles opening day because you have to win out if you lose that game.
But it's a big game, like either way. And actually, I think that there's a way that they get in.
How?
Okay, let's say Michigan plays Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's say Michigan loses to Wisconsin. They win out. They lose the Notre Dame game as well. That's a two-loss Michigan team that's getting to the Big Ten championship game. If they beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, Michigan will be in the college football game. It's a narrow road. It's
over
a bike path.
Over a two-loss SEC team? Say it's Alabama and Georgia with both or whatever it is.
If Michigan beats Penn State, Ohio State, redeems a loss against Wisconsin, I think that Michigan's getting in.
There you go.
If they beat Penn State and Ohio State and Michigan State, you might have something there.
That's pretty good, by the way.
Yes, it's damn good. But that's the loss. Let's see, loss. Loss. Rutgers.
Just saying.
Nebraska loss. Possibility of a loss.
239 on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line wants an update on the PGA. It's still in a rain delay.
Weather delay.
Weather delay.
And when I said storms were moving through.
Not fast. Eventually they'll end.
I'm embarrassed to say this.
What?
I was looking at the wrong city. I was looking at Kansas City.
Well, it's close by.
I mean, when you're talking rainstorms, it's not really that close. So, no, it actually looks like it's kind of building on top of St. Louis.
So what's Tiger doing with his back right now? Is he, like, stretching? Is he eating dinner? Because he was on fire, man.
I don't know if they get back out there today.
Yeah, this is going to be a double rounder tomorrow.
They're an hour behind us.
Plenty of daylight.
Maybe.
All right, coming up, we got what you got. We'll close it out. We'll get you into your weekend. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
One more reminder right now, if you're just getting off work or looking for a place to go hang out, go check out Rusty's off of Tamiami Trail 41 in Estero Boulevard, right next door to our station here. All proceeds till 10 o'clock tonight. Going to the Adam Jobbers Miller fundraiser, the fallen officer from a couple of weeks ago. And you can help out the family. You can buy the $5 Blue Line bracelets, drink specials, everything. A lot of all the money going to help everybody out over there with the
yeah,
family.
100% of the proceeds being donated.
So go on by there. It'd be a great cause if you're looking for somewhere to go. Meanwhile, on this date in history, August 10th, 1986, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird played as teammates for the first time, teaming up in a pros at a charity game. This led, of course, to the Dream Team later on. 77, the Phillies and Expos played a doubleheader that ended at 3:23 a.m. I'm in touch with that since I've been up since 2 this morning. And in 1981, Pete Rose, his 3,631st career hit. It broke Stan Musial's National League hit record. He then went on to get over 4,000 career hits as well.
Stan the man.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Pete Shepard?
Well, President Trump hated it, but good friend Colin Kaepernick had nothing but love for Kenny Stills and other NFL players who demonstrated during the national anthem last night. Stills, along with his Dolphin teammate Albert Wilson, took a knee before the preseason game against the Bucks on Thursday. My brother Kenny Stills continued his protests of systemic oppression tonight by taking a knee, Kaep wrote. Albert Wilson joined him in protest, say strong brothers. And again, Kaepernick also said, don't forget, Kenny Stills was awarded the Miami Dolphins Community Service Award the last 2 years. He participates in a number of youth organizations and was a team captain last year.
So. All right. Chris, what you got?
All right, so the World Cup of Rugby next summer in Japan, it showed up in India today along with some Bollywood stars. Bollywood's a type of...
Hollywood in India.
There you go. No, it's a type of dance.
What?
Like Bollywood is like a... like a type of dance.
Well, it's also how they refer to they like
it's also a movie state.
The movies,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
You're a Bollywood actress. You're an Indian actress over in India.
Exactly. Anyway, 15,000 children showed up to learn the game of cricket, a game that I still do not understand. But they got a little thing going on where they want to have 1 million new cricketers in Asia by next summer.
Is cricket the sport? Is that like baseball, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you bounce this hard ball in front of you, and the games can last for matches can last for days.
Like Red Sox Yankees.
Not anymore.
No, that's true. But back in the old days.
But they get my massive crowds.
All right, is that it? All right, everybody have a great weekend.
That'll do her.
For Chris and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Shepard. What do you get? You give me 10 and we 5? All right, there we go. Everybody have a great weekend. I'm awesome. God bless America.